morning. This is Max Sturgs with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes for CRP producers. With the continued dry weather this summer, there has been an increased interest in the CRP emergency hay and grazing provisions. As of August 29th, most all counties in the area were rated as at least a D2 drought, which is categorized as severe according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, and as such have been authorized for emergency haying and grazing of Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, acreage. The same CRP acreage cannot be both hayed and grazed. A producer must choose to complete one activity or the other. A couple of points to note about the emergency haying and grazing that differentiate it from managed haying and grazing is that for this year only, emergency haying and grazing has a 10% payment reduction, while managed haying and grazing has a 25% payment reduction. These reductions are based on the actual numbers of acres hayed or grazed. Emergency haying and grazing can follow directly after a year of managed, whereas managed can only be once out of every 3 years. Emergency haying is restricted to 50% of eligible acres, where managed haying is allowed on 100% of eligible acres. Emergency haying is permitted through September 20th, while emergency grazing and managed haying and grazing are authorized through September 30th. As with managed, emergency haying and grazing is limited to certain CRP practices. Under both emergency and managed haying and grazing provisions, all hay bales or livestock need to be removed from the affected acres by September 30th. For more information about either the emergency or managed haying and grazing provisions, or to fill out an application, contact your local FSA office. Remember as well that participants in CRP are contractually obligated to continue their CRP contract until it expires. Sale of CRP ground does not automatically terminate the contract. You may still be responsible for the maintenance of the contract. If you are a landowner who plans to sell land with an existing active CRP contract, be certain to contact your local FSA office for guidance on termination of your CRP contractual responsibilities. Next, a note about the 2013 DCP sign-up deadline. Producers who have yet to enroll in the 2013 Direct and Countercyclical Payment DCP program are reminded that the deadline to do so has been extended until September 16, 2013, so you got about a week. The June 3, 2013 enrollment deadline date for the Average Crop Revenue Election, or ACRE program, was not extended. Most all the provisions in the 2013 DCP and ACRE programs were unchanged from 2012. The only change made was to allow eligible producers the option to choose to enroll in either DCP or ACRE for the 2013 crop year, no matter their program enrollment election in 2012. Contact our office for more information or to make an appointment to enroll. Now, crop year 2013 marketing assistance loans. As we draw closer to the fall harvest season, grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, or MALs, allow producers to store their production on either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers who share in the risk of producing of an eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity, they must be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once beneficial interest in a commodity is lost, it's ineligible for a loan, even if beneficial interest is later regained. If any grain under a marketing assistance loan is going to be sold, or is sold and needs to be moved to an elevator, a 15- or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that is needed to begin the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. So always call before you haul any grain under loan. And finally, a few notes about 2014 NAP coverage and annual forage crops. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Eligible producers can apply for 2014 NAP coverage at the local FSA office using form CCC-471, application for coverage. Producers must file the application and pay the service fee by the applicable crop deadline for the crop. The service fee is a lesser of $250 per crop or $750 per producer per administrative county, not to exceed a total of $1,875 for a producer with farming interests in multiple counties. Producers who meet the definition of a limited resource farmer or rancher can request a waiver of the service fee. For producers of asparagus, alfalfa, clover, grass or forage, mixed forage, rye, and winter wheat, the next NAP coverage deadline is September 30th. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.